Welcome back to the 980s podcast, hosted by yours truly, Kevin Thompson, founder and CEO of 980 Capital Group. Thank you guys for joining us. As I always say, subscribe to this channel. As I always say, go and get my book, MLB to CFP Live, on Apple and Amazon. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at info@9icapitalgroup.com. Send us your questions, or you can go to the website at www.9icapitalgroup.com. Schedule an appointment. As you know, we're here to do what? Educate, empower, and engage. And today we're going to have a fun session and talk about this little known account, this triple tax exempt monster that I love to discuss. I love this account. I put money in this account, and we're talking about the HSA, the health savings account, and how it may benefit you if you have access to it. We're going to give you some nuggets. We're going to give you some information on how you have access to it, if you have access to it, and how it can be beneficial. You got to listen to this episode. Let's get it. Now, I know financial information can be a little bit drab sometimes, and I want to make sure that I'm giving you some nuggets, but I also want to make sure I'm entertaining you as well. So I'm going to give you this in a very fashionable way because I'm really pumped about this topic. First, we're going to talk about having a clear understanding of what an HSA actually is, because it often gets confused with the FSA. The FSA is one of those use it or lose it accounts where if you put money into it and your employer puts money into it, at the end of the day, if you don't use it within that time frame, it goes away. But that's not the HSA. So let's be clear. Let's be very, very clear. An HSA is a tax advantaged account designed to help people with high deductible health plans save for medical expenses. The most distinctive feature of an HSA is it's a triple tax exempt beast. But what does that actually mean? So the triple tax exempt nature of the HSA, first, contributions are tax deductible. That means they come off of your income. They're above the line deduction. The money you contribute to your HSA is tax deductible, which means it lowers your taxable income. Two, tax-free growth. The funds in your HSA grow tax-free. Any interest, dividends, or capital gains are not subject to taxes. Three, tax-free withdrawals. When you use your HSA funds for qualified medical expenses, those withdrawals are tax-free. This is a significant benefit, especially considering the rising cost of healthcare. So that's that triple tax-exempt nature that we like to talk about from an HSA perspective. This is one of the things that makes it very, very powerful. But a lot of people don't talk about it. A lot of people don't think about it. A lot of people say, well, I got an HSA at work. I don't necessarily know what it actually is, but I don't put much money into it. I put a little bit of money here and there, but it's just money just sitting there. It's a beautiful thing. If you want to discuss that a little bit more, you can always contact us, but it's a beautiful, beautiful thing because it is a powerful, unused tool. So now we've talked about the triple tax exempt beast, the triple tax exempt nature of the HSA. Let's talk about some of the benefits. What makes an HSA particularly beneficial? So the flexibility and control. You have control over your HSA contributions and can decide how much to contribute up to the annual limits. Now, those annual limits are consistently changing. As of 2024, I believe the contribution limits were about $3,850 for single individuals and another $7,750 for families. So with an additional 1,000 catch-up contributions for people that are 55 and older. So it's important to understand that you can put money into this thing and do it every single year if you have access or have a high deductible plan or if it's available through your company. Second thing I like to talk about is this portability. Your HSA is yours. It belongs to you. It's not tied to your employer. So if you change your jobs or retire, your HSA goes with you. There's a bunch of different platforms that have access or give you the ability to have access to your HSA. I currently use Lively, which was through TD Ameritrade. Now it's through Schwab. And I use Lively because what Lively allows me to do is I can not only put money into my Lively account, I can transfer it over to my investment account and invest it however which way I want to invest it. And that goes to the next thing, investment opportunities. Many HSA providers allow you to invest your HSA funds in a variety of assets, whether it be stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, what have you. Similar to your 401k or your IRA, This means your savings can grow over time, potentially significantly, if invested wisely. When I say invested wisely, it's important that we're not going in there and saying, oh, we're going to buy this new meme stock. Oh, we're going to buy this new such and such coin. No, investing it wisely, possibly buying an index fund, letting it grow over time, because that's the quote unquote, one of the safest ways to do it. Because we don't want to lose all that money that's sitting inside of that account that we can take out tax-free in the future. So you're saying, Kevin, well, this all sounds great. I mean, but what are some of the risk associated to it? Well, I will get you to the risk here in a second here. But ultimately, what you want to understand with the HSA is this. You don't have to use the money immediately. You can buy glasses and all that things, but just pay it out of pocket. And just keep meticulous receipts or an Excel spreadsheet of what you've paid, or like my Lively app allows me to go in and denote my expenses as they're incurred. And I have a balance that grows over time. So what happens is, let's just say hypothetically, it's 10 years in. We're 10 years in and I've been using I've been paying my medical costs out of pocket. Perfect. Maybe I have another $5,000-$7,000 sitting in this account that I can just go and expense. So now if I have a $10,000 balance inside of my HSA and I have a $7,000 worth of qualified expenses that have been piled up, I can go into my HSA account and take out $7,000 tax-free. Guess what? I've already got the deduction over the top of that. I've already got my deduction. I've already spent my deduction because I got the tax refund on that. It's a beautiful, beautiful tool. And guess what? Your account can continue to grow however long it needs to grow. Maybe your account went from $10,000 to $20,000. Who knows? That's the beauty of it, because as expenses rise in retirement, as they always will, especially with healthcare costs, this tool will be there to offset some of the costs tax-free instead of you paying with after-tax dollars or an IRA. So now we've talked about the investment opportunities. We talked about the tax, triple tax-free nature of it. Let's talk about HSA as a retirement tool. Now, a lot of people don't see it as that. A lot of people want to swipe their cards, use their HSA right now. But I'm going to tell you this. The HSA can be a valuable asset during retirement, especially for covering medical costs. Here's how. Medicare premiums. Once you retire and enroll in Medicare, you can use your HSA to pay Medicare Part B, Part D, and Medicare Advantage premiums tax-free. However, you cannot use your HSA funds to pay Medigap premiums. So that's very, very important. Two, long-term care costs. HSA funds can be used to pay for long-term care insurance premiums and long-term care expenses, which can be substantial costs inside of retirement. The reason why I'm saying that is because I've had clients who've spent $200,000 to $300,000 to $400,000 for long-term care expenses because they're in a facility that's $7,500 a month. $7,500 a month over a 2-, 3-, 4-year period, that can be quite substantial and drag and be a drag on the assets, and especially be a drag on the inheritance of the beneficiaries. I know you're not doing this for that, but that could be a drag on those assets. And of course, there's no required RMDs on these accounts. Unlike traditional IRAs and 401ks, HSAs do not have RMDs, allowing you to keep your money invested and growing until you need it. So we've talked about this beautiful tax-exempt, triple tax monster, right? This triple tax-exempt beast. But not everything is always roses, right? There's always some downside to something. So Kevin, you're asking Kevin, hey, man, this sounds great, but what are some of the potential downsides? Well, HSA quite often have benefits, but there are also some potential downsides to consider. For example, inheritance risk. If you have a non-spousal beneficiary, the inherited IRA funds are subject to taxation. So the entire value of the HSA is treated as a taxable income to a beneficiary in the year of the account holder's death. That is very, very powerful, because if you have a big asset out there and you have a beneficiary that's sitting out there that's non-spousal and they inherit these assets, boom, that's a tax hit. Two, a high deductible health insurance plan requirement. To open and contribute to an HSA, you must be enrolled in an HDHP, a high deductible health plan. These plans can never have, these plans can have higher out-of-pocket costs, which may be suitable for. Two, a high deductible health plan. To open and contribute to an HSA, you must be enrolled in a high deductible health plan. These plans can have higher out-of-pocket costs, which may not be suitable for everyone. And of course, contribution limits. The annual contribution limit, while beneficial, may not be sufficient to cover future medical expenses, especially considering the rising cost of healthcare. Those are some of the risks associated with the HSA, but let's back up a little bit. Like I said before, there's more positives than negatives. The positive sides of it are, one, you can get an above-the-line deduction. Two, you can have tax-free growth. And three, you can have tax-free withdrawals. There's not any other account that I know of that has access or that ability at this present time. And the portability option, if you do have it at work, is another powerful, powerful mechanism for this HSA. I would say this. If you have access to an HSA through work, it may be something you may need to consider. Whether it be putting just a little bit of money over there or maybe maxing it out, it comes right off of your income. It's not like your traditional IRA where it comes off your income, but you have to pay it later. No, it comes right off of your income and you can take that money out tax-free as long as you have qualified medical expenses. So in conclusion, an HSA can be a powerful tool for saving on healthcare costs and building tax-free nest egg for retirement. Its triple tax-exempt nature offers significant tax benefits and provides flexibility, control, and investment opportunities. However, it's essential to be aware of the potential downsides, particularly the inheritance risk and the necessity of a high deductible plan. I hope this has been a valuable use of your time because I'm here to give you nuggets and education. This has been Kevin Thompson of 99 Capital. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you go and get my book, MLB to CFP Live on Apple and Amazon. You have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at info@9icapitalgroup.com. Send us your questions or you go to the website at www.9icapitalgroup.com. Schedule an appointment. As you know, we're here to do what? Educate, empower, and engage. And I don't want to be drab. I know a lot of this stuff can be overbearing at times, and sometimes it can be short, quick, and to the point, and sometimes it can be long, long podcasts. This is not what this is today. This is straight and to the point, HSA, why you need it, why you need to contribute to it, and how it can be beneficial. I hope this has been great. Stay humble, stay safe, my friends. I'll see you again soon.